This is the technical difficulties we're playing. Citation needed. Joining me today, he reads books. You know, it's Chris Joel.
Hello.
Everybody's favourite, Gary Brennan. Gary Brennan.
Yes, I did order a crunch corner, but not that crunchy.
I'm the bounteous man on the internet, Matt Gray.
Izzy, Wizzy, let's get busy.
Bang, 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 bow.
In front of me, I've got an article from Wikipedia, and these folks can't see it. Every fact they get right is a point, and a ding, and a special prize for particularly good answers, which is
Mr. Biscuit.
And today we are talking about Camp Boniface.
Is that like a smiley Guantanamo?
Camp Boniface.
I mean, I'm giving you a vague point because it's a United Nations Command military post. So it's not the US, but it is camp in the sense of military post, so I will give you the point.
Camp in what other sense?
In the sense of a place you go to camp with a tent.
What do you mean?
Camp
look at his pant Boniface.
Actually, given that Bonnie is actually Polari, that's
it is
all that wrong.
Yeah, Polari being the language of gay men in the 1950s and 60s, descended from carnival speak. So, you know, if you hear Kenneth Williams, Julian and Sandy, you know, Bavardi or Eek means he's got quite a nice face. Stuff like that is how gay men would talk to each other so that the police and other people couldn't hear them, because obviously homosexuality was entirely illegal.
And it's a star as well, isn't it?
That's Polaris. Oh. That's something else. It's not quite. Actually, Log de Polari has made it into regular English. Barney, having a Barney, having a fight with someone is in there. What else have we got in
to,
here?
To zhuzh up. A zhuzhing bag is to do your hair and have a handbag or something like that.
Yeah,
Naff
as well.
Oh, terrible, yeah.
Basically, as with so many things, the rest of Britain just went, we'll have some of that. Bring this all back. Camp Boniface.
Derailed that one.
Does not, it's Boniface, does not mean just someone with a nice face.
Why is it, you know, when you say United Nations Command Centre, I immediately think, damn, that's exciting. It'll just be lots of...
That's because you grew up on Gerry Anderson and Thunderbirds. And
anything. Yes. It's the United Nations Command Centre. No, it's lots of dull men looking at laptops.
It's just four people with laptops in a hotel room.
Yeah.
But not in a hotel room here. Definitely not in a hotel
room.
Is it an actual camp?
It is an actual camp in the sense of military encampment.
Oh. Europe?
Oh, definitely not.
America?
Also no.
Middle East?
No, you're all wrong.
Something Spanish-y.
United Nations.
Antarctic.
No.
So not something Spanish-ish?
No, you've listed most of the regions of the world. I think you've missed three continents so far.
Africa.
Australia.
Two continents remaining.
Asia.
One continent. There we go! Literally the last continent to be named.
It's not because we didn't like you. We're just saving you for last.
Like, that's a terrible chat-up line, Gary.
Work for me.
Do you want that on the cutting room floor or not?
It reflects worse on me than...
So where is there going to be a United Nations command post in Asia?
Is it Korea?
Yes, you're absolutely right. I'm going to ask a loaded question here, so have a point. Which one?
The bottom one.
Can I say neither?
Gary gets the point there.
Is
You're
it the one that's on
right.
the border?
Yes, it is. Well, it was. It's now become various other things. But yes, this was the United Nations Command Military Post, 400 metres south of the southern boundary of the Korean DMZ.
Mm. Right. Because that's the one where you have North Korean soldiers at one side of a room staring at South Korean soldiers on the other side of the room, and they never communicate.
Are
they being that person in the fight going, hey, and holding the other two?
Essentially, yes, that was part of their job. It was returned to being Korean territory in 2006. But yes, this was for many, many years the home to the battalion who oversaw the armistice agreement. Hmm. So what can you find there? What could you find there?
Porter cabins, wasn't it? It was like school classrooms that were effectively the channel you would go through for whatever the immigration was.
Yeah, I'll give you a point. Small collection of buildings surrounded by triple coils of razor wire.
Oh, that's not good.
It would look like a big boy scout camp if it wasn't for
goofball surgeons.
The guns.
All the Korean men with guns.
The bibimbap.
All the landmines.
Point!
Hey!
Right. if it wasn't for the landmines that surrounded it, yes.
Can I just point out, it was not being on a Yorkshire scout camp.
Were you a scout?
Yes, I was a scout. I was a beaver. I was a cub. I was a scout.
Oh,
and
right.
I was in the St. John's ambulance as well. Yeah, I did most of the full thing apart from becoming a venture scout.
Did you hurt yourself? Is that how you got in the ambulance?
No. My scout trip had so few scouts in it, after spending weeks where we built an airfix kit, shelled a crab.
artillery shelter.
No,
just one crab in the middle of the... Bollocks to that.
Yeah, but it was like called John Crab, actually. we built a small balloon as well one night, out of tissue paper with a little basket underneath of paraffin that raced the roof, and then it set on fire. And that's how I learned how to use a CO2 fire extinguisher.
You think that's a useful skill?
I think I learned more of that than tying knots, I'm going to be honest with you. And then one night we tried cooking on a cooker, one of those little paraffin cookers, and it just leaked everywhere and set the place on fire.
Again.
There's a pattern here.
Shut down shortly afterwards, what can I say?
And you were a scout, weren't you?
I was a scout, your scouts were
You were a proper scout.
I was, yeah. We used to go and build, like, zip lines in the woods and go off camping on our own. And...
Maybe so. But did you ever win the Scout Eurovision?
No, thank God, we never entered.
Basically, adorable kids singing adorable songs in adorable costumes. I did.
You had a very different scouting experience.
Yeah, we went scouting instead.
Yeah, we didn't. You see, you did things with wood and
wood
axes.
Wood and mountains and axes and fires.
I sang the solo in My Mummy Is One in a Million.
Actually, to be fair, by the time I actually got to Scouts, the first 2 years were spent fighting.
Yeah,
literally, 2 hours a week, go down, have a rumble, and then eventually we changed leaders.
We did do that one where you fill a boxing glove with sand, tie it to a rope, and then spin it round. You got to jump over it.
Did you ever play Barrels?
I don't know which one's Barrels.
Barrels is three water barrels in the middle of the room.
Oh,
full, if you're feeling particularly vindictive. Then the whole troop joins together in a circle, gives your arm.
Which one, that one?
Like that. Yeah.
Like that.
That.
Yeah.
And then you run in a circle.
Oh, God.
And if you let go, or if you hit the barrels, you're out. Naturally, this eventually leads to some of the 11-year-olds being put between two 16-year-olds and smashed into the barrels.
Although, I said the boxing glove one, I just remember now one week we did replace the boxing glove with an axe.
Nice! That's more the level we're at. That's more your level of scouting.
I will make the point, South Yorkshire Scouts, West Yorkshire Scouts.
Whereas I had a Commodore 64.
Yeah, I did not do any of this.
I thought for a minute you were going to say you're in the Navy.
Whereas I was in the Navy.
Whereas I had a Commodore.
So, yes, what
are you talking about?
Camp Boniface, which would look like a big Boy Scout camp.
Would look like a South Yorkshire Boy Scout camp.
Minefields and...
Actually, we did used to have a load of old ammunition tins.
Yeah.
Some of them still with ammunition in, but...
So there was one other thing you'd find there. The kind of thing you would find if you had, say, some bored commanders who are all used to doing a certain thing with each other.
Pornography.
No.
A steam room.
Oh, definitely not.
Battleships. It's a board game.
It's certainly a game.
Actual battleships.
Not in the DMZ. So a little bit of the side there.
Golf.
Point.
Oh.
What was called the most dangerous hole in golf? A 3-par, 1-hole golf course.
Oh.
It's got an AstroTurf green.
And landmines.
And surrounded on three sides by minefields, yes.
Mulligan. No mulligans in this game. Get out and get it.
There's the map. Good luck.
Allegedly, one tee shot did actually set off a landmine.
Oh,
so.
Brilliant.
It's in the rough.
Yeah, you would actually enjoy that, wouldn't you? That'd be such a great stress
relief.
Well,
it's a tee shot. It's got a bit of distance on it. It's fine. If you're like, what, 3-par? There's a good walk there for a start.
Yeah.
That landmine going off in the distance, it'll look f***ing brilliant. You just get a low golf clap from the distance.
Oh, no, that's definitely not what happened at one point. Because the name of Camp Boniface, it was originally Camp Kitty Hawk. What happened? Well, I mean, the name of it kind of gives it away. This is the axe murder incident. Now, obviously...
What happened?
I'm not giving you a point for successfully guessing that there was an axe murder. But what happened in the DMZ?
Did someone wander into the DMZ by accident? Or
not by accident, no.
On purpose?
You wouldn't need the axes, would you? Because you'd have got landmines for that business.
Did the person that was wandering have the axe?
They had an axe. Why would you go into the DMZ with an axe?
So cut a tree down.
Point. Oh, right. Absolutely right. Some of the southern side.
This is starting to ring the bell now.
Yeah.
Oh, can't think why, but it is.
Some folks from the southern side went in, to cut down a poplar tree that was blocking the UN observers. The North Koreans promptly arrived with axes of their own, and the tree was not being chopped down anymore, and one of the people killed was called Boniface. That's where the name of the camp came from.
Oh.
3 days later, American South Korean forces, they launched an operation to cut down the tree with a show of force. What did they call that operation?
Name? Thor.
Legendary American who cut down trees.
Washington.
No. Oh, that's chopping down cherry trees.
Is that the person with a stupid hat?
Davy Crockett.
No, he planted trees.
Oh.
And that was Johnny Appleseed.
Oh, yeah.
We've named every tree related American.
Americans in the comments will be screaming at you at this point.
We don't know. We're not from
famous
there.
Famous giant lumberjack, American folklore. Paul Bunyan.
Never heard of it.
Really?
Never heard those words before.
Wow, okay.
I've heard the word Paul and I've heard the word Bunyan, but I've never used it.
Only as the sense of something on your foot.
Yeah,
okay.
Americans, we don't know about Paul Bunyan in the same way you don't know about Michael Barrymore, all right?
That's not really the same way, I'll be honest.
Different order of magnitude.
Different order of
magnitude. Morphin McCool.
Oh, yes. Yes, we've talked about that before.
Morphin McCool, yeah. Yes. Okay.
Actually, that's a really good... Michael Barrymore is not...
a giant of light entertainment, though.
What, Finn McCool?
Yeah.
Saturday night. Appearing up on the rocks tonight.
So what is on the DMZ now?
With a hole in the bottom of it.
The tree is gone. The tree is gone.
Oh, at least they won their cause.
Oh, yeah, they did. And North Korea accepted that, we probably shouldn't have done that. And, yeah, it was... Yes, you've just sent in a lot of soldiers to chop down that tree, haven't you? Okay, yes.
Have the tree. Have several. a plaque or something like that? Or...
Tourists.
Point.
That's the bit true. You can go and visit, isn't it?
You can actually go in a bit further now. If you actually get permission to go in, you can get to the crossing point. You can technically enter North Korea briefly.
There are even tour companies that do things, but you have to pay a naughty government some money.
Yes, it is possible to get to the DMZ if you're a tourist with a lot of permissions and a lot of papers signed now, which is closer than Camp Boniface ever was. The camp itself has been handed back to Korea.
But they have the Korean version of Buckingham Palace guards.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
They're just two men standing there, that one of whom is fine with you being there, the other one who deletes the photos off your camera.
One tells the truth.
I was going to say. And one shoots people who ask awkward questions.
Why don't more borders work like that? And the one tells the truth, the other only lies fashion.
Because everybody's seen Labyrinth. It'd be pointless. Everybody knows the answer.
Yeah, but that's fine. That's a lovely system to filter who comes in and out of your country.
If you've seen David Bowie's Bulge, you're allowed in.
I knew we were, headed for David Bowie's Bulge.
It had to happen, didn't it?
I'm going
to
say this. You deserve that if you sat through that. Like the time I discovered the Zoom function on my DVD player when my wife was out of the room. So and the loop feature as well. So when she came back in, there was a zoomed in looped version of the late David Bowie's Cock and Balls dancing all over the telly.
Not the Cock and Balls, just the crotch.
Well, no, this is the scene different where video. He's not got the cup on. There's a point where they got him the codpiece, and there are scenes they shot beforehand where they went, oh, boy, they can see the whole lot there. You know, it's like a party down there. It's like several puppies in a paper bag. So it's doing the magic dance sequence where he's dancing from side to side, like, I'm going, dance, magic dance, that bit. That's the bit he doesn't have the crotchulator on. And it's
the crotchulator.
Worst gym machine ever.
Crotch you now, crotch you later.
It's like a helicopter sideways on. It's
that's a plane, Gary.
At the end of the show, congratulations, Gary. You
Whoa!
Win this one. Congratulations, you win a circular muscle with the head of a man and the body of a lion.
Oh, no.
It's this sphinxster.
Worst superhero ever.
So, with that, we say thank you to Chris Joel.
Where does the muscle go between the other parts?
To Matt Gray.
Clenching.
I've been Tom Scott. We'll see you next time. Why is the lion walking like that?